We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and Ayubi at 7:06 even, factoring your own 7-second delay on this Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Matt Casey, there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337 6666 for another 3-hour Thursday schmooze right up until JJ after dark. John Jastrzemski at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Empire State Hospital, an institution devoted to saving lives.
David hits one well to center field. Peterson back to the warning track at the warning track. David Wright homers for a third straight game.
I just knew something wasn't right. You know, it doesn't do anybody any good, you know, trying to go out there and play a position that requires throwing when you can't throw.
The storm has isolated it, leaving it in the hands of one man.
The ER doctor's going to be here soon.
Now there's Syndergaard holding his arm, and this is the worst case scenario that the Mets feared in sending him to the mound today.
Period is going to be measured in days. I think it's going to be measured in weeks. Rather than speculate about when he'll be back, I think it's going to be a considerable amount of time.
Who can mean the difference between life and death?
Yeah, doctor, what's your problem?
And Cespedes pulls him at second, and he is hobbling as he gets to second base, and Cespedes appears to be hurt. Oh, wow.
The ultrasound didn't reveal any significant damage. I mean, we don't know how long it'll take. Hamstrings are difficult to predict, but we don't think it's that serious.
I dropped a heart on the floor!
Well, that's okay. We're working on the spine.
Christian Arroyo with a bases-clearing double. The Giants have scored four times off Familia in the ninth, and San Francisco leads 6-3.
He's used to coming back. That's what he's done for years. He had 51 saves last year, and go look it up how many times he pitched 3 days in a row. That was not the issue. It's the way baseball is.
Turning every emergency.
It's emergency. Take care of it.
Into a critical condition.
Put it in the books.
And with us right now is a former Metropolitan pitcher who we wanted to spend a couple of minutes with only because he's a healthy pitcher. He is sound of mind and sound of body. He's healthy. He's Bobby Ojeda. Hi, Bobby.
Hello, Mr. Summers. That was lovely, that little montage.
Well, it certainly applies, unfortunately. Let me ask you something, and we were just talking about this with the caller, and then I want to ask you about with the gag order working for us. And well, let me ask you first of all, because that is number one, the topic with the gag order. When you were working, and maybe I'm putting you on the spot, and you could say I'm putting you on the spot and not answer, but you don't work there anymore. When you were at SNY, were you ever told directly or indirectly not to talk about certain things?
Never, not once. Not a single time. And I really prided myself on being honest and direct and straightforward and never making it personal, but not one time did anyone, and I worked directly under Mr. Gowdy. He was my mentor. He was my guy that guided me. And not one time did he ever tell me, hey, you know what, maybe let's just avoid this for now. He never did that. He always kind of trusted my decision.
So you never heard from Jeff and his old man or anyone that maybe with what you said, maybe you didn't hear from Kurt Gowdy Jr., who was running the show for sure, but you never heard from anyone else, either directly or indirectly, about what you did say?
No, I will say that, to be honest, I would get a few looks like, oh my gosh, you know, you're kind of getting close to that line, but they didn't do that. And I made it a point to get out to the ballpark quite often, because I always felt like if somebody had something to say, if somebody had a problem with what I was saying, it's here I am. If you have a question, let's talk it out.
Yeah, you were a great watch and a great listen. So none of the pitchers, none of the members of the team, they might have glanced, maybe look quick and then look away, but nobody really ever said anything to you about what you might have said.
No, not really at all. And I think I really had a lot of street cred, not only as a former player, because there's a lot of guys who talk as former players, but I was fortunate enough to be a coach, and I learned so much with coaching. I learned, how to talk to the players, how to relate to the players, because I was a player, but I also learned not how to make it personal, and I was in the trenches with the guys, mm-hmm. so they sort of respected that, and I said those things to them as a coach as well, so I always kind of preface thing is how would I talk to this guy as a coach, and then I would go on my soliloquy.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this about respect and street cred. You're a champion, and that will always be because of what you did when you did it as a member of the New York Mets. So there's not a Metropolitan fan that isn't going to be aware of that and always respect you for what you have to say and who you are as a person and what they remember as from you. As a ball player, the business with we were talking earlier in the program, Bobby, about how the Mets ought to have a Dr. James Andrews bobblehead night to honor the medical community they are so familiar with. What could cause more of an elbow issue? Is it throwing the ball hard for so long and so often, starting at a very young age with the high heat, or is it more with a breaking pitch? What do you think would be more dangerous causing an elbow issue?
Well, it's sort of a two-pronged answer I have for you. One, obviously throwing breaking balls at a young age. Even at an older age, if you're running a slider up there in the low 90s, that takes its toll. It just does. But I go back to the root of the problem, and I really, because, you know, I just have time on my hands and it fascinates me, I think there's too much being taught how to pitch rather than throw. In other words, pitching is nothing more than precise throwing, but what we try to do is get these stick figures and these biokinetic things, which are all legitimate, but they're as different as you and me. And when I try to get 24 kids to throw the same exact way, I am setting those kids up for problems because everyone throws different. Everybody's physically built different. My tendons are different than your tendons. My joints are different than your joints. And I think what the problem is, teaching the same biokinetic perfect delivery to every single kid, and this is how you throw, and this is a perfect delivery. Nonsense.
Yeah, and when you take a look, do you think, by the way, Noah Syndergaard, do you think he's learned his lesson that the next time maybe we want to take an MRI, that he take one?
I believe he's learned that he should listen, but I also believe one of the biggest fantasies that we hear, and I know you hear it, I've heard it my whole life, well, you have to know the difference between am I hurt or is it just pain? I have a newsflash for you. I pitched for a long time. If I am in pain, something's probably hurt. Hello? I'm in pain for a reason. But the difference is, and this is where I take it to the level, having been in those shoes, is it a familiar pain? Is it a familiar ache? Is it something I've dealt with that I can deal with and I know I can deal with? Or is it a brand new one? Is it, this one, I don't know what it is. That's the difference between am I hurt or am I just pain? Listen, if I'm in pain, I'm hurt, but is it manageable? And I'll tell you this, with Syndergaard, I can't tell you I'm okay on Tuesday and you give me the ball on Friday and I go, I can't go. I can't do that. I cannot do that to my team. If I say I'm good to go, I'm good to go. And that's why I say, is it a familiar pain? Because almost everybody plays with some degree of pain, but it's a familiar one. Something's hurt. I'll deal with it, and I'll figure it out in November. But I think that's the big misnomer, is it? Oh, you have to know the difference. If I'm in pain, I'm hurt. Hello? That's the reality.
And when you, I was just going to ask, when you take a look at the former Dark Knight, now more a dark cloud, what do you see when you see Harvey? You can all, I mean, he doesn't have the command. That we all can see. But obviously the velocity is not there, and it doesn't appear, Bobby Ojeda, that Matt Harvey is ever going to be with what we saw a couple of years ago.
Well, he's not going to be for two reasons. The surgeries have diminished his arm to a certain extent. That's just reality. The miles on the arm have diminished his ability to a certain extent. But most importantly, pitching and hitting is intimidation. When I'm on the mound and you're 60 feet away from me and I'm looking at you as a hitter, you're looking at me, there is a mind game going on. What Harvey had, and it was fleeting, but he had it, was intimidation. He could throw his glove on the mound and guys would go, all right, give me 0 for 4, I'm good. Now that intimidation is gone. That's why when all this was written about Harvey, when he had, you know, 7 wins under his belt, because what he was doing was amazing, was all nothing more than fantasy. It was like reading tarot cards at the circus. It was like, look, I'm projecting this kid to be the greatest pitcher ever. When the key ingredient was not only was his stuff very, very good, and there's a lot of people with very, very good stuff, he intimidated people, much like a Tiger Woods in his prime. When he showed up on Sunday, people just quit.
Yeah.
Harvey had that. He'll never get it back, but doesn't mean he won't be successful. It just means, as you said, he just has to learn how to pitch and stop looking for 98.
Let me bring up Tanaka with the Yankees. During spring training, as you know, Bobby, I mean, he just was unhittable. His ERA, with all the appearances and starts he was making, under 1. He has thrown a shutout this season. However, nobody can recall when that happened. He, in his last 4 2/3 innings, 14 runs and 7 home runs. What do you think is the issue here? And we know that he's always had to be, as the Yankees are and Yankee fans as well, concerned about the tear getting to be where that tear becomes torn. Do you think here is another guy who doesn't want to find out that maybe that tear is torn?
Absolutely. Those numbers are frighteningly bad. When he put all that stress on his arm early in spring training, throughout spring training, it was wonderful. No one ever wants to throw that well in spring training, by the way. No one wants to feel that good in spring. You might feel okay. He felt phenomenal, probably stepped on the gas a little more than he wanted to. Just you're a competitor. I feel good. Boy, I'm going to turn this thing up a little bit without even realizing it. And what now, he's getting the hangover from that stress. Perhaps he's injured it a little bit. And part of the magic of being able to understand athletes, understand pitchers in particular, is you have to get in their way. You have to understand the innuendo of what he's saying, of what he looks like, the body language. It's not easy. It is not easy. I don't make the claim that it's easy, but some guys are better at it than others. And I think in his case, with what's happened, it might be worth having a look at that thing sooner rather than later, because if it's not horrible, he can still come back for a second half. Maybe he takes a couple weeks off. Who knows? Gets some nice medication.
Clearly, he
just doesn't look like the same guy.
No. And it's the same with Harvey. They don't look very confident out there. Do you think we'll ever, and of course we're talking to Bobby Ojeda for another minute or so. Bobby, do you think we'll ever live to see the day when we see a pitcher in this day and age throw, here it comes, a complete game?
I don't know, Smooth. I think those days might be over for the most part. I mean, you know, the amazing thing is nowadays your starting pitchers give you 5 or 6, maybe 7. The biggest potential glass jaw on every team in the major leagues is your pitching. The idea you want to build a club around your pitching, or we got 5 of the best starters in the world, poppycock. You need a couple of them and go out there, and maybe he's the guy who'll give me 7, 8, and maybe that rare unicorn 9-inning game. I need a bunch of medium guys who can take the ball and do a good job once every 5 days for me. But with that said, I help my staff with solid defense, not the best defense in the world, but I got to have guys who can catch and throw, turn a double into a single, turn a double into an out, turn some double plays. That takes pressure off of my pitchers. That makes a mediocre pitcher a little bit better. In the long run, that's where I can come through.
Bobby Ojeda, there is never enough time, and I can't thank you enough for the time you've given us. Please take care of yourself.
Okay, you got it, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.